28. Thirty-two. 33. 34. 35, 36. 37. 38. 39, 40. 41.
A bit slow, Chairperson.
Okay, let's go back to 40.
No, even here at 41, I'm fine, but just let's be a bit slow.
Okay, Karen, 41. 42.
Sorry, Chair. Yes. Sorry, Chair. Can we go down a bit
to 40,
on the amendment?
Let's go to 41.
So.
Okay, stop.
Let's move a bit
down or up. Robert Tyson.
Okay. Yes, let's. I wanted the portion on fisheries, on amendment on fisheries.
Oh.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. One. Yeah. It's 8.1. It's 8.1. Kaiso. Kaiso.
Yes, chief.
Are you covered?
Yes, I'm covered, sir.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to page 42. That takes care of the report. Honorable members, I want to go to the next agenda item. I'll come back for adoption. Eh? Okay. Thank you. Can we go to agenda item? Agenda item number 6, which is motion of desirability, special appropriation bill B5 2021. Can you fly to that, Darren? We have it in front of us, all members. I will read it. Standing Committee on Appropriations, Motion of Desirability, Special Appropriation Bill, B5-2021. It reads that in the opinion of the committee, the legislation is desirable to appropriate an additional amount of money to both health and social development to effect an adjustment, Darren. Thank you. To effect an adjustment to an appropriation of money to the vote of public enterprises and to provide for matters connected therewith. Honourable members, there is the motion of desirability on the special appropriation bill B5 2021. I'll come back to it. Now let's go to the
Jefferson. Jefferson.
Honorable Peters.
I don't know whether I've got the same copy that you have. I see under the platform the secretariat has it as MS Teams virtual meeting. And yet are we not on Zoom? We've been on Zoom, but also can't we just say virtual meeting?
Yeah,
because it's not MS Teams, it's Zoom.
Yeah, in fact, I think that's a virtual meeting platform.
Yeah,
it's better that way. Thank you, Honorable Peters.
Thank you.
So, can we then go to agenda item number 7? Consideration of the 2021 Special Appropriation Bill. So, let's just go ahead over the report. Can you flag the report? This is the draft report of the Standing Committee on Appropriations on the Special Appropriation Bill B5 2021, National Assembly Section 77, dated 1 June 2021. So we'll go page by page looking for the correctness of the report. Page 1. Page 2, honorable members. page 3. Darren, don't you want to enter 3 to go to the next page for that?
Okay.
Thank you. Can you go to page 4? Okay, just, okay, no, we're still on page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 9. I think we've corrected. We'll go back the correct. Okay, I think that's fine. You may take it off, Darren, and I would like to refer the honourable members back to our agenda item number 3, motion of desirability, appropriation bill, B4 2021. We read it. Darren, do you correct?
Yes, Chairperson.
Correct, Chair. Thank you. Honourable members, can I have the mover for the adoption of the motion of desirability appropriation bill before 2021?
Kaiso, Chair.
Kaiso moves for the adoption. Seconder?
Mlenda. I second, but change that MS Teams.
Yeah, let's change the MS Teams in all the reports.
Honorable the Highly Chair.
Okay. Honorable Peter seconded, okay?
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. So motion of desirability is duly adopted. Any opposition to that? No. Let's go to agenda item number 4. Consideration and adoption of appropriation B4A 2021. Can I have the mover for the adoption of
Chairperson? Can I just flag that one? That is the A list, Chairperson.
Oh, sorry.
I just need you to read it.
Yeah. Agenda number 4. Bill B4A 2021. Right here. Please fly to that one.
Can you see it, Jefferson?
It's not opened yet.
It's not there, open. Okay. Yeah. It's open on my side. Let me just try something else, Chair.
There it is, honourable members. It's agenda item number 4. Consideration and adoption of appropriation bill B4A 2021. Proposed amendments. Appropriation bill B4 2021. Clause 1. On page 26 in column 2 of the schedule, amend the name of vote 32 by replacing environment, forestry and fisheries with forestry, fisheries and the environment. 2. On page 32 in column 2 of the schedule, amend the name of vote 37 by replacing sports, arts and culture with sport, arts and culture. Thank you, Darren. Other members, can I have the proposer for the mover for the proposed amendment?
I still move.
Sorry, Chairman, before we go there. Darren, I think you read special appropriations bill, not appropriations bill.
Excuse me?
It should read special appropriations bill, not appropriations bill.
No, the amendment is related to the appropriation bill, not a special appropriation bill.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yes. Okay, no, it's appropriation. Okay, can I have, again, the mover for the proposed amendment?
I so move.
Yes, Honorable Tihade.
Mlenzana seconds.
Honorable Peters moves, and Honorable Mlenzana seconds. Am I correct?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other proposals? No. So we'll then adopt the consideration and adoption of the proposed amendment to appropriation bill. Okay, so that takes care of agenda item number 4. All members, can I have the mover for the adoption of committee's report on the 2021 appropriation bill? Honorable Tihale, are you on? Okay, can I have the mover for the adoption of the report on the 2021 appropriation bill, honourable members?
I so moved, Chair.
Okay, honourable Kaiso moved. Seconder?
Matafa.
Honourable Matafa second. Absence of any other view, the report is duly adopted. That is the report on the 2021 appropriation bill. Can I go to agenda item number 6, motion of desirability, special appropriation bill B5 2021. Can I have the mover?
Yes, Mlenzana moves, Chair.
Honorable Mlenzana moves. Seconder?
Dipuo Peters.
Honorable Peters, second. Thank you. No other view. Can we go to agenda item number 7? Number 7 is the adoption. Can I have a mover for the adoption of committee's report on the 2021 special appropriation bill?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Kaiso moves.
Dikhale.
Honorable Dikhale is seconding the motion.
Where is Honorable Fanyani to be?
The Honorable Sonyana, Honorable Peters is missing you. It's good that you are showing you there. Thank you. That takes care of agenda item number 7. So the report on the 2021 Special Appropriation Bill has been adopted, Honorable Members. That takes care of the report. Can we go to the minutes, Honorable Members? They were part of the documents that were sent to us. Honorable Members, we are considering the minutes dated 25 May 2021. Let's just go to those minutes. They were sent with the report. That's agenda item number 8, Honorable Members. Can I have the mover for the adoption of the minutes of 25 May 2021?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Kaiso moves for the adoption. Seconder?
Poor Peters.
Honorable Peters seconding the motion. Minutes duly adopted as a true reflection of the meeting held on the 25th of May 2021. Honorable Members, can we go to agenda item number 9? I would ask Darren to fly to the proposed agenda for the third term of 2021. Darren? Remember, as we're saying, this is a draft agenda, which is also factoring in the things that will be happening in the National Assembly. But obviously, you won't see those things here. Yes, it's about the program of the committee. Okay. The first week is an oversight week, as you can see. It's the Department of Agriculture and the Land Bank on the expenditure of funds allocated through the 2020 MTBS process, briefing by National Treasury on the manner in which fiscal consolidation is implemented, as well as the issues affecting the land bank. Then you also have briefing by National Treasury and the municipalities affected by the termination of IPTS funds, as well as other relevant stakeholders. Joint meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Transport. Remember, there's always been an issue about the ITTS, and there's a letter that was sent to you, Honorable Members, which deals with the issues of IPTS. And then there's a adoption of report on oversight visit to defense. Adoption of report on oversight visit to defense facilities. Darren?
Yes, Chairperson.
That's how this should look like. Is it not an oversight to defense facilities, right?
Yeah. I can take that out, Chair.
Yeah. But and take out the adoption of report, because for me it's more about the oversight too, right?
Okay.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Member.
May I ask a question?
Please, Honorable Peters.
Chairperson, I just want to ask a question on whether it's the NCOP or us as the go and who must deal with this particular issue that I'm going to raise. I want to make an example. In the Northern Cape, out of a budget of, for argument's sake, 19 billion rand, 14 billion goes for salaries. How do we deal with situations like this as that as this committee? And I that's why I'm saying I don't know whether it belongs to us or it should be addressed by the NCOP, or do we then as this committee call on the Northern Cape to come and engage on this particular budget together with the Northern Cape and National Treasury? I don't know. I'm asking.
Can I put the question to the honourable members for guidance? That's one. Yeah.
Yes, Chairperson. Let's go.
Honourable Spirito.
Okay. I've recognised Honourable Mlenzana.
Yes, thanks, Chair. This is my view, Chair, here, that we have been crying foul throughout, Honorable Peters, that ours is to just dish out. And this has been consistent in the mouth and the words of the Chairperson, that asibona omantshingilane. I think it is high time that we show it now, that we are not only, you know, delivers of money without monitoring. Our responsibility is to see to it that the money that we have appropriated is actually used as such. Hence then, I would suggest, let me use that term, suggest that the committee takes it upon itself as SCOA, that we question, same like, where you would be having, like, the precinct by the National Treasury and municipalities affected by the termination of their IPTS funds. It is correctly located there that we question such. So it will be the same approach that we question whichever province or department, which we see that it's not using the money as per the appropriation. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Mlenzane. Is there other honourable member would like to say something on this one before I allow Sifiso to come in? Okay, honourable members, I'll allow Mr. Sifiso Makakula to come in, who's part of the support staff of the committee. Mr. Makakula.
Thank you, Chairman. Although it has been covered by Honorable Mlenzane, but it's a simple matter. We passed the Division of Revenue Bill. We passed the Appropriations Bill. So whatever money we appropriate, it's our responsibility to talk to people who receive those monies. So it's correctly located, as Honorable Mlenzane has said, in our committee. It's our responsibility. Yeah.
Thank you. Remember that, remember the test that we always use on these things, we always say, as long as you get money from Parliament, you are a client, Honorable Peters. With that a clarification, Honorable Peters, what is your proposal?
Chairperson, I propose that in the next quarter, we invite, equally like we would be inviting municipalities and others about the IPTS, we invite the Northern Cape to come and present to us their budget, how they utilize the budget, and where exactly is their focus areas in terms of the budget. Because Chairperson, no, let me leave it for now. I'm just motivating that it cannot be that the province has got a budget to pay salaries, but not to provide services.
Thank you, Honorable Peters. I think that's there's a sentiment coming from the committee. Darren, I think we must factor that in and try to find a space in the next quarter where we'll invite the Northern Kingdom. No, don't take what was there. I'm just saying that we'll have to find a space. We still have got oversight. It's Darren.
Jefferson.
Don't talk about the report. I think on Wednesday, September
1,
right? It's an oversight visit to defense facilities, which are going to look at which ones are those, right? Because there's no report that will be having at that time. Then I think we'll see where we get to the report.
Okay, so can't we put the Northern Cape in on the first then, Chair, if we're not going to do the report that day?
No. We're now going to do defense.
The oversight is the first week, it's 17 to 20 August, Chair.
Yes, but what Honorable Peters is saying is where we call, she says in the next term, we need to call the province of the Northern Cape to the committee, right? So it's not, we are not going there, it's not an oversight that are going there.
No.
So where we have agreed that the oversight to defense facilities, there's a reason why we said need an oversight to defense facilities. So have that. And then I'm saying that you don't need to find a space now. We'll see it as Menko and try and see when can we invite the Northern Cape to come and interact with the Standing Committee on Appropriations. So leave your defense there.
Chairperson, I thought reading at this draft program, Darren was saying, when we come back from constituency period, first week, 17th August to 20th August, we would then be on the oversight to defense in Gauteng. And then 1st September, we would then be having a Darren presenting to us the oversight report. So exactly. That we discuss and adopt the report.
Okay.
Am I not missing a point somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Just go to the previous page, Terry.
Chairperson, this is the only page.
This is the first page, right?
Yeah. The first page is just the overview of the parliamentary program.
Okay, go down. So, Honorable Linzan, as things stand here, we don't have Northern Cape. Is it not so? And we don't have defense until he writes it on the 1st of September.
No, we do have, Chair. Up there. It says 17 to 20 August 2020.
Uh-huh.
Proposed oversight visit to defense.
Yeah.
In those days.
Okay. No. I get it. I was missing. I was busy looking at the blogs. Yeah.
Okay, Chair.
Okay. So then... Wednesday, 1st of September. Also, that's why we are saying that on that day, no, you are correct, Darren. It's me was you were correct when you were talking about the adoption of a consideration of the oversight report by the committee. Yeah, you are correct. Honorable Mlenzana, I missed the 17 to 20 August. Okay.
No, thanks, Chair.
Yeah. Thank you for now. Darren, we'll have to see whether on the 1st of September, we adopt the report, or we find another day to adopt the report. But on that day, we for certainty, we ensure that we invite a provincial government of Northern Cape. You know? So I think let's do that.
Yeah.
It's what do we call it?
Budget. Just,
yeah.
Right. I should be necessary find because I wouldn't like I wouldn't want us to pressurize them with time. So I would say, do you still want to consider the oversight report on that day, Darren?
So we can see it. We can see it, Chairperson, because we usually don't take too long when we adopt our reports in any case. So let's see. I think let's leave it there for now, Chair. I'm a little bit skeptical to leave it for the next term.
Okay.
When we come back, because, yeah, we've got nothing to worry about in the term.
Let's see what it is. So that's how our next term looks like, right? And then as you can see, this is going to be a very short term, because immediately after that, 6th of September to the 4th of October, it's constituency period. So honorable members, can we adopt this report, this program, as a program that is going to guide this committee in the next quarter? Mover.
Matafa.
Matafa move. Whenever I move, we can do seconding.
I saw
second. Okay. Or remember that's that. It means Lerin, we'll have to prepare a letter to the Northern Cape, right? So I take it if we write to the Northern Cape, we send it to the Premier, Honorable Peters, am I correct?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you so much. I think it's good, Honorable members, that we do that. And perhaps in another term, we should also look at perhaps another province or municipality that we think that we need to interact more with. Okay. That takes care of agenda item number 9. Thank you, honorable members. Darren, are there any announcements, correspondence from your side?
No, Chairperson, nothing from my side.
Thank you.
Last
so much.
Meeting was
remember, it's the last meeting of this term, and then there's a debate on Friday on both the special appropriations and the appropriation bills. Am I right?
Yes, Chairperson, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Sonyana?
Yes, Chair.
you know the house rules. They say in the debate, nobody speaks against the chairperson of the committee. Okay, honorable members, good luck with your debate on Friday, and take care. We heard the president yesterday saying that the numbers are ticking up, and please make sure that we are safe, and let's ensure that we help our constituents to protect themselves. Thank you very much. Thank you to the support staff for the work that has been done in this term, which has made work easier for the committee. Thank you very much, and thank you the members of the public who participated as we're dealing with the both team. Members of the media are always with us. Ladies and gentlemen, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Good luck.